Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Skills Beat Ideas Every Time. Now let's dive in. Here's an uncomfortable truth that most entrepreneurs don't want to hear. Your million-dollar idea is probably worthless. While you're obsessing over finding that perfect concept, billion-dollar companies are being built by people who simply got better at execution. The market doesn't reward brilliant ideas. It rewards the ability to turn mediocre ideas into real solutions. Let me share some research that might surprise you. Less than 1% of successful startups stuck with their original idea. Instagram started as a location check-in app called Bourbon. Airbnb pivoted from selling cereal to renting air mattresses before becoming the hospitality giant we know today. These companies didn't succeed because of their initial ideas. They succeeded because they developed the skills to adapt, learn, and execute better than their competitors. Harvard Business School conducted a fascinating study that found teams with average ideas but strong execution skills outperformed so-called genius ideas with weak execution by 300%. Think about that for a moment. The difference wasn't intelligence or creativity. It was the ability to execute consistently. Here's why this matters. Ideas are abundant, but execution is rare. Every failed attempt teaches you something your competitors don't know. The entrepreneur who's launched three mediocre products has more valuable knowledge than someone sitting on one perfect idea, because skills compound over time, and they transfer across industries and ventures. I once knew an entrepreneur named Sarah who spent 2 years perfecting her revolutionary fitness app idea. She researched competitors, wrote detailed business plans, and refined her pitch deck endlessly. Meanwhile, her colleague Mike launched a basic meal prep service with a simple website and started delivering to just 5 customers. While Sarah was still perfecting her concept, Mike was learning about customer acquisition costs, operational challenges, and pricing sensitivity through real market feedback. When Sarah finally launched her polished app, it failed within 3 months because she'd never actually talked to customers about their real needs. Mike's scrappy meal prep business hit 6 figures that same year because he'd spent months building execution skills through trial and error. So here's what I want you to do. Stop perfecting your idea and start your learning business this week. Pick the simplest possible version of your concept that you can launch in 30 days or less. Focus on getting your first 10 customers, even if your product feels embarrassingly basic. Track 3 key metrics: what customers actually pay for, what they complain about most, and what makes them recommend you to others. Each week, make 1 small improvement based on real customer feedback, rather than your assumptions about what they want. Remember, the market doesn't care about your perfect idea. It rewards your ability to solve real problems quickly and consistently. Your next business won't succeed because you thought of something revolutionary. It'll succeed because you executed better than everyone else who had the same idea. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.